Hey, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. For some reason, our intro didn't fire this morning.
And, that's right.
That's kind of interesting.
Here we are. Good morning. Friday morning here, and how's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing fine. I am. Yeah. It's six after seven here today on the 15th of January, 2016. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And looks like the currently 39 degrees. Oh my gosh! In the downtown studios, looks like we're going to have isolated showers and rain likely today. With our temperatures, our high will be around 51, with our lows of around 45. Saturday, we'll have rain again tomorrow. Isn't that lovely? With our highs of 49 and our lows of 44, and then Sunday heavy rain, 49. With our lows again back into the low 40s. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane each and every day of the week. Locally owned and operated to give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. Veteran owned business. You know what? The big lotto, of course, was chosen. There's, I think, three winners and Tennessee, Florida, and California. Regretfully, it wasn't me in California, me and Linda in California, and regretfully, it wasn't my sister and brother in Tennessee.
And even though it was Memphis?
It wasn't even close to Chattanooga, but still, I still held out hope there for a little while. And then, I don't know anybody in Florida. Do you know anybody in Florida at all that might want to adopt us? Okay. But there is something. There are some other things past this. There's a lady by the name of Cinnamon.
That's all you need.
No, what's her name? User Cinnamon is her name. User Cinnamon is her name. She has started a GoFundMe account because she spent all of her money on lotto tickets. And now her family and she do not have any money. And she wants to have people, if they just GoFund her with $1 a piece so she can pay her bills and get ready to build her next fortune. And so far she's raised $800.
Wow. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Think about this. Well, you know what? I think it's really kind of a cute idea. Hey, I'd spend all my money on the lotto because I just knew I was going to win. So can you replace that money for me? And 800 people in the United States have done that. When you think out of 300 million, you know, so 800 have done,
think about
they
how
got
many?
$800 have done that. One person wrote, you know what?
I want
the address of the person who gave her money so I can fly to their house and get money from them.
Now,
because
how many
if
children?
They will give money, if they will give money to a person like that, then they ought to give money to me. And if not, I think I'll beat on them.
How many children need clothing and shoes, and how many people need to be warm right now in the winter months? And we're thinking about that. Anyway, on a note, let's move to one of my highlights. I love
you.
You've
just been
week.
Kind of like this, you know, when you saw the $40 million or $400 million being spent on smart cars. You said, wow, we could have really spent that on people that needed it. You know,
well, when I think about a it was billion, honey.
Was it?
No, it wasn't even 400. It was $4 billion.
$4 billion, okay.
$4 billion being spent. Okay, I understand about technology, building smart cars. Okay, we're going to go here for a second because you threw me under the bus. So $4 billion spent on, and you can correct me. I know it's not 400, but it's four.
Four billion. Okay.
That our government is spending on smart cars, and I just think of the problems that we have with the homeless, the poor, veterans funds that are being not funded, and it just kind of irritates me that this $4 billion earmarked for that. We need to reassess where that kind of money, but you know, it's not in our hands because it's in the officials that we vote for. Anyway,
we can go to a happy note.
Let's go to a happy note. This is a very happy note because there's a success record in here that we can see, we can smell and feel and pet. And with us this morning.
Seal and feel and pet.
And that's our pet of the week.
Spencer starts taking a step back. He goes, am I going to get smelled and petted here? Anyway, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Look, what did you, just who is this beautiful young man you brought in today?
So this morning I brought with me Ted, who is a 5-year-old yellow lab mix who, believe it or not, came into our shelter as a stray, and unfortunately nobody came looking for him.
And again, because you don't know his pedigree. You have to say a mix, but he sure looks like a lab.
Looks like a lab, golden lab.
In my opinion, I believe that this dog is as close to a purebred lab as you can get. We can't label him as purebred because we don't have the documentation proving it. But he is gorgeous. He's probably between 75 and 100 pounds. About 5 years old. We have him rated for a home with kids 5 and older. He's just sitting here in the studio nice and mellow and calm, just like he rides in cars. He just gets over in the passenger seat and just kind of melts.
You can tell. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
He is just, this is his personality all the time. The only time that this dog really gets excited is when he sees a tennis ball.
Now, see, this dog just had his head resting on Spencer's knee here. And is just laying up against him. And this is the kind of dog that, even though he's a big dog, he could probably be in a condo. Is he excitable? I know he probably needs to be walked all the time.
As long as somebody exercises him.
As long as they exercise him.
Yeah, as long as you exercise him, he'd be fine in just about any home environment. And, you know, like I said, this is his demeanor all the time. Just nice, lazy, mellow dog. We did introduce him to other dogs, which he did wonderful with. I also introduced him to our office cat, which he also did wonderful with.
He's a leaner.
He is. He's leaning, got his whole body weight up against me right now.
Well, you know, I think about the trauma. We're going to be talking about that later today. And recently, you know, with the trauma of, you know, people passing away and the animals. The animals get traumatized, too, when somebody's gone. And so this dog did at one time have a home. I mean, he's very well taken care of, you can see.
Yes.
So why he's was stray, we have no, we can't find out. He's not chipped, but boy, he's a big boy, and he's got a healthy coat, and he's got huge paws, and he's adorable.
Very, very adorable. We do have him rated for kids 5 and older, just because, you know, when he does get a little excitable, he could easily just knock over a small child chasing a tennis ball down the hallway and might not see the little toddler and knock him over. But he's an amazing dog, and we're hoping that today is his lucky day to find a forever home.
All right, so Phil, we've had a pretty good score. He's a good boy. He's got nice, healthy gums. So what? What do we do now? What do people do when they hear this and they're like, a golden lab?
So you want to give us a call?
Yellow lab.
You want to give us a call at 241-1653. Or you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road and come and meet him today. And again, his name is Ted, because he's a big teddy bear.
Aww.
Oh, is that why it's Ted?
Aww.
Well, he is a big teddy bear. Okay.
Spencer, it's always a treat to see you and know that you get to pick him out, right?
Yes.
You pick out who you want to bring and be the pet of the week. So that must be kind of rewarding for you, too.
Yes.
Because all of them go pretty quickly.
I know she haven't brought in a 30-foot boa constrictor or a 8-foot, you know,
a little
king
horse.
King cobra. How about a miniature
little pet horse?
As soon as we get one in, I'm going to bring it with me. I was actually going to bring a snake about 2 weeks ago, but one of the employees adopted it.
Oh, okay. Now,
have you seen that commercial about the miniature horse and the woman puts the... She puts a big dog door in her door.
Oh,
and
yes.
So the horse can come in.
Yes.
They're using miniature horses as service animals. I heard because they live so long. You know, where dogs will pass away in 10, 12, 15 years, these horses can go on to 30.
Yeah, well, and just about any animal can be a service animal with the proper training.
I can't wait till I see my first one in the Safeway. With it following behind somebody, their miniature horse. Okay, Spencer, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thanks. Right. Haven Humane. We always love having them.
There's
thanks, Spencer.
A lot of sickness going around here, and you've been feeling a little punky. And but you've been sleeping very well.
I've really been
this
trying
portion
to
of our show brought to you by our friend Edward Sleep Number. And the three things that you need when you're not feeling well, of course, is sleep, and more sleep. And then in between, you have hot soup and grouchy sandwiches.
Lots of water and rest. And again, to eat right and take your supplements.
That's right. And right now, this is one of the best deals you're going to get on Sleep Number is, and in fact, ends this weekend. It's the i8 bed, which is rated number one by Consumer Reports. Save $600 on that mattress. Plus the fact that there's all types of different accoutrements that can come with that if you want. Pillows and sheets and all types of different pads, anything you could possibly want on for a bed that is, like I said, been rated number one by Consumer Reports. My sleep number setting is 45, and Linda's sleep number setting is 40. So we can adjust the bed any way we want it. So head on down to Target Shopping Center. Head on over, see Brian and Janice over at the Sleep Number store. And I promise you, you will not be sorry that you have a Sleep Number bed. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with the, the manager of over at the Civic is going to be with us talking about this
great show.
The general manager coming over talking about this great show. It's 7:17 in the morning right here at KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Reading's premier Aveda Concept Spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, it's the beginning of Flashdance. Yeah, 7:19 in the morning here, and Linda and I are ready for Flashdance.
Absolutely, coming on the 21st of this month. Get your tickets now, and, you know, there's been a little controversy about, you know, websites and that kind of, you know, where people are doing the search engines. It's happening not just with... not just with the Civic, but it's happening with other organizations as well. A lot of fakeism, but we really want to make sure that you go to the right website to buy your tickets for Flashdance and all the really good things here. So, with our general manager that's here today, Corey. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How good are morning, you guys? Corey.
Hey.
Yeah, you brought your little buddy there.
I did. I brought my son Caleb. He's checking out what this is all about.
Does he mean you get out of school this morning?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Not by much.
It's pretty early still.
Okay. Hey,
Radio 101, you're going to get to see today.
What exactly happened on this on the websites here? Because we've been talking about it.
And then we're going to go into the season.
Because, you know, to me, it's kind of like a fraud.
Yeah, so. It is. Well, I don't know if you guys have been tracking with Adele's concert that, you know, came out. So a big part of that concert going on sale was how to avoid all the scalping that goes on. And so it's not only happening, you know, it's happening at all levels of the music industry. And they can't even avoid people scalping their tickets.
Well, we checked it that day, and we knew that the tickets were 40 to 60 here. And for the same event here, they were charging 80 to 130.
Right, right. And And the problem is when online ticketing has created the ability to purchase a ticket online, and then they can resell it. And there really isn't a way that we can stop that to happen. And so what we're really just encouraging folks to do is, if you have any question, come to our box office.
Yes, go in person, old school.
Is there a phone number they can call to?
530-229-07. Now I'm thinking of my own. I'll have to find it.
Okay.
I'll give you my personal number.
Yeah, because, you know, if they can't make it down there, they should be able to call.
Okay, I got it. 229-0022.
There we go.
229-0022. And the website to go to is www.readingcivic.com.
Yes. Right.
And
anything
then you'll
else?
See
anything
e-tickets.
Else is not
then
right.
You'll see e-tickets on there. And that is, it's e-tickets. I have every ticket that you get comes in a little e-ticket folder. And that's the correct link from readingcivic.com. Okay.
Yeah. And
we're going to keep driving that
ticket,
home.
When we say a ticket, you know, for Flashdance is, say, between $45 and $65, that's what it is. And it's not more.
And if somebody wants to charge you more, then that's not the right spot.
Exactly.
Now, you know, one of the things is when we have shows like Flashdance and the other big ones that come rolling through here, it helps pay for all the local events we have.
Exactly.
It helps, I guess, subsidize some of the local events then.
Right, right. So... So we've been at the Civic for 4 years now. We're really excited. We're celebrating, really, this month, we're celebrating 4 years.
Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you.
And
you've
done so much to improve.
Thank you.
The Reading Civic.
Yeah. That right there is just saving $4 million for
exactly.
taxpayers.
So that right there, so, you know, the city was, it was about, a million, I think even
more. A little
more,
more
yeah,
than a million.
To subsidize the efforts that were going on at the Civic. And so... So we really turned that around. And, you know, really what I want folks to know is everybody knows there's a school, Bethel School, that's there Monday through Thursday. And that school pays about $6,300 to be there a day. And you can contrast that with local events that pay about $3,500 on average to be there a day. So
Bethel pays $6,300 a day, 4 days a week, 4 weeks out of each month.
Yeah, it's 120 days a year.
Plus other events they do, right?
Yeah, they do a few other events. They're actually not even doing as many as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really the growth of local events and our ticketed shows that's happening. But that subsidy, if you will, is really what's the energy now for us to be doing what we're doing. And the other piece of it is what you said, it's these big shows. These big shows can bring anywhere from, say, $10,000 to $20,000 in for us if they're really successful, and that money is really important for, you know, for our budget also. So.
Well, we also want to share with our listening audience, because we know we have a lot of people driving to school and driving to work right now. Is that, you know, it costs money to bring these shows, and this is a touring national show. Think about the cast, the buses, the rooms, all of the stuff it takes in order to have a show go on the road. Flashdance, Tony nominated, just been had accolades after accolades as far as this show is concerned. And you remember, iconic from the 80s. It was so iconic as a movie that when you look at some of the best dance movies throughout the century, Flashdance is one of them as far as the 80s. So much so that they decided to make a musical. So here's this musical. So we're going to really put out there to you that, you know, we really want you guys to come to this show because we want to support more national theatrical musicals coming through Reading, wanting to come through Reading because it's well attended. And being well attended then speaks to the folks at the Civic that we want it to happen.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's right. They're, the costs, you know, the show, we'll have probably 30 to 40 people that we'll hire locally for that day just to load in and load out that show. That's contrasted with, say, 5 to 10 that we'd have for maybe a concert. So these are big shows. And if you want to be wowed, I mean, this show's just finishing a four-day run in the L.A. area. And it's on its way to the Northwest. And that we get one night of them in Reading. And that's a big deal.
So and they also have, it's the big, you know, I guess the big parts of that movie, you know, of course, with the dancing. So you have that, including they're having the water scene.
Yeah.
Right.
From the Flashdance, you know, when she's on stage and she pulls that
the
cord.
Lever.
And, well, the cord, and it just drops, probably 5 gallons of water just comes right over, maybe more. And then, but the, you know, just the dancing in that movie was spectacular.
Right.
And the story. I really like the story. Somebody doesn't give up.
Doesn't give up.
And at the end, when she dances in front of all of these very sophisticated judges, and she comes in and dances from the streets, and it just, you know. Right. If you haven't seen Flashdance, I guess I should. You know what? This is just a fantastic movie about tenacity and courage and reaching for things, too. So I imagine the musical will be just like it. We'll also capture that.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's talk about the wow factor, Corey, of 2016 at the Civic.
Well, you know, I was just thinking this morning, and this is a really just trying to make a connection about what's going on in the city. I was thinking about the State of Jefferson movement, and you had no idea that I'd bring that up, and I don't know a lot about it. But what I love about the movement is it's a group of people that believe in their community, and they say, our community is special. And so I just think when we believe our community is a significant, special, unique place, it draws big things like this. Those artists, those promoters, those agents, they start looking up. They say, this community responds. They're doing new things here. All that energy draws entertainment, really. And so, you know, the wow factor, I mean, we're moving. Coming in February, we have a really great theatrical by C.S. Lewis. It's Screwtape Letters. It's being done by a company out of New York. And I've been reading the reviews, and it is true to C.S. Lewis. It's a theatrical experience between the good and the bad, the great and the evil, and it's going to be a great theatrical experience that'll highlight one of the most powerful authors that has ever been around, and so we're really excited about that. That's going to be a great theatrical experience that I don't think has I haven't seen something like that come to Reading for a long time. The other thing is we have Jay Leno. I mean,
amazing
that we got a chance to get Jay Leno.
He'll be in the house.
March 26th, I believe.
And he just retired, and I mean, I'm sure he has.
He's got some garage show something, and it's, oh my gosh, there's a whole following with that.
That's
right.
He's
such a car fanatic, so anybody who loves to do anything hot rod or cars or anything loves to that show.
It'll be March 26th. Tickets start at $55. Mm-hmm. We gave away two tickets. After
a bunch of people
we went came
for
like in
two
looking
weeks
for them. Yeah.
Doing a competition on that one. So.
And we're talking about, I just talked with some of the folks at Cool April Nights. We're talking about doing a show and shine with some cars before the show and doing a pre-show event.
Love it.
Isn't that fun?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
So they're going to get a chance to promote their event. Just before that, so probably the biggest act that that Reading's seen in a long time is going to be Blue Man Group.
Oh my gosh!
One of the top 100 touring shows in the country, and we're getting it for one night. It's going to be the biggest spectacle that you've probably ever
and when,
seen.
And when is that going to be?
That is, oh man.
Well, you go to ReadingCivic.com.
And look at all that up.
Yeah, the dates. Yeah. I do know that
But say Blue Man, though. I mean, they've been in Vegas for years.
Oh, yeah, the biggest Vegas act.
Right, forever. And March 20th, you've got Lorena McKennitt, and also you've got, I understand you've got the March 6th is called Shine Down What does that mean?
That's
what?
Right. Shinedown, they're a rock band. And,
you guys are going to clear the night so people can get out there and headbang.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to have all the seats off. We're going to have a big general admission show, and it's going to be a great rock show. It's selling really well.
Hey, people people have already got their tickets for it. Already got the e-ticket for Lorena McKinnon.
Well,
already.
Tell them we want to pay my Flash
jealous,
Dance.
And then you got a, big... shout out from Dr. Maria saying that you really helped her in her in their event they had in November. So
13 hours with
Yeah, and by the way, 13 hours in Benghazi, which by the way last night opened and then is tonight is down in Anderson, and I may be up here in Reading, but it's already getting really good reviews.
So, Corey, we just appreciate you so much, and I know that we're going to be talking with you guys next week a few more times, but we want to drive home again to go to readingcivic.com and or go to the box office and buy your tickets, beginning with, and again, the importance of supporting big shows like Flashdance, because that carries over to being able to support other smaller local events.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, just the local events, just to remind people, I mean, we're doing NCIF Wrestling is going to be in a few weeks. It's still going on. They've been going on for years and years at the Civic. It's a it's a great community event. It's talk about a great venue for wrestling. I mean, it's
it's perfect.
Yeah, to come and showcase, you know, our kids there.
People can watch. They've got you know, and you've got the places for the mats.
That's right.
You got it all. You got it all down there.
So, we have a lot going on. Oh,
your
my
son,
gosh.
I know we have to take a break. Caleb is here real fast. So you can say it off the air, and we'll just repeat it. What's your favorite show you've seen at the Civic? Think fast.
Well, we'll get that right after these messages. We'll be right back right after
Tell
these
me
messages.
At the break.
And you know what? We're here with our favorite veteran. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community, the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Come back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBye. Good morning. It's Friday. It's 39 degrees out there, going up to 50 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, 25 minutes till 8 o'clock here on the 15th of January. We're here with Corey, who is the general manager out at the Civic.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking about all these events that are happening, and we want to wrap it up here with some other stuff that's happening there at the Civic.
Yeah, and we're talking about just how big shows and the school that we have there subsidize our local events. And just to give you an idea of some of those coming up, Turtle Bay Auctions coming up. You know, it's just one of the best fundraising events that goes on in the city. We love partnering with those guys. We're kind of neighbors down there, and it's really great to work with their team on that event. This year we also kicked off a Bridal Expo. It's happening twice a year. They started it this summer. We're going to be having another one here coming up in February. So that's a great event. Civic's a perfect place to be doing an event like that. We're also, first time that I know since I've been there, is a Sportsman's Expo is happening.
When is the Sportsman's Expo?
Oh, you keep asking me all these
things. I think it's like April 6th or something.
Go to Redding.
Because somebody asked me if I was going to participate in that.
RedingCivic.com will give you your dates. It was interesting. Caleb, I said, what was your favorite? And he couldn't, he was kind of whispering, and I couldn't go. And he said 13, and I said, because we were there. And I kept thinking it was a play. Like, what are you talking about? So, Caleb, how old are you?
11,
which means you're fifth? Sixth grade. So here's the sixth grader, 13 hours.
Yeah.
Check it out.
When Pronto was here to get one speaker, I think people, I don't know why people, I had expected to have 600-700 people there. And we had 300, 400. But I think, people just missed out on a chance to hear what really happened that night from the viewpoint of what happened on the ground. He talked a little bit, some things that had happened above, decisions that were being made above their heads. But the fact of being told to stand down and told not to go right then, and which did happen, and what happened on the ground. So, there's a lot of events that, you guys cover the whole enchilada,
you might say. It's a huge spectrum. Yeah.
Memorial Day.
Yeah, we're going to change this year. A handful of folks from the community, city, county, some sports groups, the Visit Redding with the Convention and Visitors Bureau have all gotten together and have brought or are bringing in a really, a really great event. It's going to be a triathlon. It's a 3-day event at the Civic. The whole lawn is going to be filled with stage, festival, vendors for 3 days. And the group that's been doing this triathlon, they've been doing this event in Sun River for a number of years. They took the weekend that was their slowest weekend before their season really opened, and they turned it into their biggest weekend. One of the biggest weekends that they do in that community. They bring 6,000 athletes in, and that's people staying in hotels, families coming, going to restaurants. They've turned that weekend into a really strong economic development weekend, and so we've partnered with them to do the same thing here. There's going to be the triathletes are going to get in the lake up at Shasta. They're going to do a swim. They're going to bike out through Palisadro, down through Anderson, back up to the Civic, and then they're going to do a run. And so that's the big event. And then there's going to be all sorts of smaller events for kids, for shorter runs, duathlons. So those 3 days are going to become what's being called the Shasta Cascade Sports Festival. And so I just wanted to throw that out there that those are the things that we're working on at the Civic, is to bring folks in the community.
Yeah.
And
okay. You know what? There's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to be talking a lot about it here in the upcoming months. So, Corey, thanks a lot for coming by today.
Thanks for
having
me.
And Caleb, thanks for bringing him.
RedingCivic.com. Check it out. RedingCivic.com about your future events, going in person to buy your tickets, or going to RedingCivic.com. Coming up, we've got Dr. Kara Tennant, of course.
Care Animal Hospital.
The wonderful veterinarian of what's happening with your animals. We love her coming on. Thank you for staying over, Corey and Caleb. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the Historic Theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
Good morning. Welcome back to KTNR 1460. It's currently, wait for that beat. Yeah. Currently 41 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you on this Friday morning? Isolated showers, then rain today with our highs around 51. Tonight, lows of 45, and then it calls for rain throughout the weekend. We're excited about that. So that's the forecast, folks. It's going to be rainy this weekend. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. How you doing, Carl?
Great. Dr. Kira Tennant.
Good morning.
Open house!
Yeah.
You're having an open house?
We're having an open house.
Care Animal Hospital.
Yeah, it's Sunday, January 31st from 1 to 3, where you can come down. You can talk to the doctors, the staff. You can get a tour of the hospital. We're having an adoption event, so we have a few rescues coming down with some animals that you can adopt. If you
wow. Well, no, is this the first?
This is our first.
Your first one. Okay, it's coming in the 31st, so that's 2 weeks from this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so the times again.
1 to 3.
Okay, tell us where you are. I just want to go, like, me, I have to, in my mind, you know, everybody who listens or knows me knows that I'm just a visual person. Where are you located?
So we're on 20 Hilltop Drive, and it's right off Lake Boulevard where Lake hits Hilltop.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're opening your doors for the public to come in and see your facility.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah. We have boarding, and it's very, it looks
you've got a lot of
the
stuff
front,
there.
But it's very big.
Yeah, you've got a lot of
you're
stuff.
You're boarding, on. you have a lot of one-stop shop. You do lab work there,
mm-hmm.
blood lab work, mm-hmm. so you don't have to send it out. X-rays.
Yep.
The whole nine yards.
Whole nine yards.
How's it, like, has it been for you? How long has it been now that you've been in Reading, being as a vet here at Care Animal Hospital?
I've been here for 10 months.
No.
Yeah, it's flown by.
No. You mean, I thought you were here for over that.
No, I moved
here
in March.
Oh, that's right.
March.
Yeah.
You're kind of
and you
still
started
a newbie.
I'm
still a newbie, still figuring it
so
out.
So what do you like most about here?
I love the mountains uh-huh. and the mountain biking and the running.
Okay.
Oh, where, now do you want
to... So did you hear about this big triathlon that's coming here?
And you know, I couldn't hear all of it, but I heard triathlon, and so then I was going to visit the website later
Memorial
today.
Memorial Day weekend
down there.
And they've done it in Sun River, he
someplace.
Said. And it's a three-day event, and they're it's very exciting. So it's going to be called the Shasta Cascade Triathlon.
Sports something.
Sports
something.
But okay.
They're going to swim in Lake Shasta, bike down back through Palisadro, and then to go for the run.
Awesome.
Good things happening.
I'll probably be there.
You know, it's really interesting. I just have to ask you this because, you know, working in your field, I would think, that you, again, and I just say this because I go to the doggy park, and that, you know, that's just dogs. I can't imagine cats, birds, hamsters, horses. It's a leveling field. I mean, you see people of all walks of life, all backgrounds, and the one thing that the commonality is the love of the pet.
Exactly. It's a family member, and it doesn't matter where you come from or what your background is. Most people love animals, and they're part of the family. They're so special. They enrich your life.
Well, Kara, Dr. Kara, what would you say, and since you've been in different areas, now that you're in Reading, is there... what would is there? Can you make an assessment of what you think the community is like here? The people are like here. Are they different? Or just am I putting you on the spot by saying, what do you think of Reading so far? The people in Reading.
Oh, I love Reading. I mean, I came from the D.C. area, so it's a completely different. Completely different area.
If we were lower than that, it would be scary.
No, it isn't,
because I liked living in the D.C. area. I lived out in Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Old Town, Alexandria. I lived in Arlington. I have lived down further south. But I liked the area up there. There's so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot to do here, but it's at a. But there, it's kind of at a different level. You know, it's Smithsonian. You start, you know.
Yeah.
We have Turtle Bay. They have Smithsonian.
And they're both good.
And their museums are free.
And
yeah, free.
Yes, but these are really good prices on Turtle Bay, though.
Yeah, they
well,
are.
Well, Turtle
yeah.
Bay's awesome. So.
Yes, it is. Okay, now that we have encompassed our arms around everybody in saying that, you know,
I think it's so cool you're here. And you know, when you think of the fact that you've got, you know, somebody who's moved here and really wants to be here and embraces mm-hmm. the community and your lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
You'll see a lot of people that, in fact. They've had a kind of a calling. Why do you come to Reading? I mean, you can go anywhere in the world, and you know we have. And I was on the phone the other day telling my girlfriend in L.A. why she was in traffic. This is when we talk when she's in traffic. Gosh, you know, right now I'm overlooking Mount Lassen, and then there's Mount Shasta, mm-hmm. and then we have both the rivers, and we have two lakes, and the list goes on about the waters and the mountains and the history, and it's just beautiful.
I know, and you're never in traffic, and the people are so nice,
and you
have this small town feel.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
everywhere I go, I'll meet someone who knows someone else. Like there's.
You've
Everybody
heard of 6 degrees
of
separation?
Yeah.
In Reading, it's 1 degree.
It really is.
Yes, and you know, and most of them are related somehow.
So driving it home again, the 31st of
January,
the end of this month, you are having an open house.
Yeah. And there will be light refreshments.
Light refreshments.
I don't think people really even care about that.
You know,
it's like, let me just
like
see your
maybe
place.
Maybe hot dogs. Okay, not that.
Let me just see your place.
You know, and maybe... I'm trying to think of something.
Is that
like
tongue-in-cheek joke?
Oh, it was. You
okay.
know, hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Or wiener. How about wiener dogs?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so the
you
difference...
know what? You should always, if you have a dachshund, you should always put a sweater on during the winter to keep your wiener warm.
Yeah, right? Okay, there you go. Absolutely. So, pa-dum-pum. Let's talk about, you know, this is going to be an interesting segue, if there could be one from that. But when it comes to nail grinding, do you guys cut or grind?
We do both.
Okay.
So what we'll usually do is we'll cut and then we'll grind the tips around
okay.
them out.
Okay.
But it depends on the owner's preference.
Okay. And it's interesting because that is something that some groomers won't do because the dogs... Why is that?
I don't know
yeah.
why groomers don't mm. dremel the nails or grind them.
Uh-huh. Now, next month is dental awareness. Dental,
it
what
is.
Does it mean, dental
it's
month?
It's dental month, so it's all about dental health. And
okay.
a lot of clinics consider January and February dental month. And February is the technical, everybody knows it's dental month. But what that means is we're trying to increase awareness in how important dental health is for your pets. You know, they have teeth just like we do, and if we didn't brush our teeth every day, then we would have a lot of tartar and dental disease, just like a lot of animals do.
But if you, but there's ways, well.
There are.
There's ways of cleaning, so I mean, I've heard, you know, of course you hear, but here's a wives' tale, so we might as well ask you the vet, that people have had their dog's teeth cleaned and it's caused problems with the dog. And is that... Because of just, it's just, you know, it's like an old wives' tale, or is it the fact is it maybe it's been a long time, or is there ways of doing it? I mean,
so to have,
I mean, it's a laborious process, isn't
well,
it?
Well, they have to be under anesthesia because they're not going to open
yes.
their mouth, right?
Right.
And you shouldn't have the teeth cleaned without anesthesia. It's not very safe to do that. There are some people that can say they can do that, but it's not a good idea. So they do need to be under anesthesia. So it's pretty rare to have complications
okay.
with the dental. And if there are complications, then there's usually something underlying. So we recommend checking at least blood work before they go under anesthesia to make sure their liver and their kidneys are, you know, nice and happy before before we do put them under anesthesia. But it is, it's a bigger deal than it is for us, because we don't have to be under anesthesia to have our teeth cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
But they do.
Does it make their little mouths sore afterwards?
So it is just like ours, because we do a nice deep cleaning. So you go underneath the gum and get the plaque off, get all the tartar off. And, you know, there's so much disease that lies underneath the gums that we actually can't see when we're examining the mouth. So we can give kind of a good idea of how healthy the mouth is, but by sticking probes underneath the gums and probing everything, just like we have done when we go to the dentist.
Right.
You know, sometimes we have to wait till they're under anesthesia.
Well, sometimes my dentist wants me to be under anesthesia. You know, open your mouth. No. Open your mouth. No.
Do you know if, you know, here's a question I've had. Do you guys do sliding scale?
Sliding scale.
I guess I don't know what that's called. Like, say if somebody's in calm, because, you know, before you turn around, sometimes it gets to be like house payment and so on. If somebody wants to take care of their pet, find out, you know, through blood work, dental care, blah, 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 it, you know, mm-hmm. So somebody had asked me about that before because they needed to have a bunch of cats neutered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we don't do a sliding scale. There are some programs that you can look into that can help.
Good.
And we do take care credit. And so
care credit
is something you apply for, and you can use it for any health expense. So if you say you had to go to the dentist and you need a root canal, you need to pay for it, and you also need to take your pet to the veterinarian, you can apply for it. You get approved for X number of dollars. You get 6 to 12 months to pay it off interest-free.
Oh.
But the catch is, if you don't pay it off within that time, their interest is 29-30%.
Okay.
Like a credit card.
Okay. Exactly, but it gives you a chunk of time to be able to pay something like that off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At the Care Animal Hospital, how many vets are there?
There are 2 full-time and 1 part-time.
Okay. And you're full-time?
I'm full-time.
Love it. And you know what? Every time I have to share with our listening audience, because, you know, you can't see in. It's not like we have those cameras on that we used to have on where it's live. But Kara comes in all the time. You can tell that Kara loves what she does. She's just full of life, smiles, excited to go to work. Inner scrubs, ready to go.
It's true, I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go to work today, right?
Ready to go to work today.
Right. Not your running gear.
No.
Unless it's underneath.
Nope, no running gear today.
So you're, and you do small animals.
Yes.
And have I ever asked you what the weirdest animal I think I've asked you this, haven't I? What's the weirdest animal you've ever worked on, or the most, I guess the word would be exotic?
I had someone bring in an opossum once.
A possum?
Yes. Yeah. And they said, I think there's an opossum in my yard, and I think it's dead, and we're going to bring it in. And they did, but we all know how opossums play dead.
Right. Right.
So he was not. He was very much alive. He was very much healthy, and he was not happy.
Well, you know, I knew a lady that would rescue opossums, and I walked into her bathroom one day.
Oh, my
God. I heard
God.
This noise. I looked around, and in the shower,
oh, God,
with the closed door, she had like 4 of them.
Is the last time you dated her?
No, this was a lady I worked with when it was out at a horse ranch. We were playing polo.
Okay.
And it was out in the barn, and I looked it back behind you, and there's 4 possums in there. And possums up close are not pretty, you know, and even from further away. But none of them were playing dead. No, they were all like right there. But she was a possum rescuer. One was blind, and, you know, and so it was kind of nice what she was doing, but it was still 4 possums in the bathroom with you. So.
Oh,
well, there you go.
That's my possum story.
You've got a story for everything. It's amazing. I've never heard that one, but that's a good one, Carl.
Possums hadn't come up yet.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, it's after the holidays, and Linda has overfed Elk Killer. She's gained a couple pounds.
Uh-oh.
You know, she's always feeding her from stuff from the table. I keep telling her, hey, Dr. Tennant says don't do that.
I'm sure she's the only one who does that.
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe. Hey, so how do we take off a couple pounds off, or a pound off our pets?
You measure out their food. You can call your vet to get a calorie count, the amount of calories your dog needs in a day or your cat needs in a day, and measure it out. And then when they look at you with those sad eyes saying, I'm starving and wasting away, you take them for a walk.
Yeah, that's just it. It's been raining. I usually take her up to the doggy park, and it's been weeks. And I just have to go put on a leash and take her around the block, period.
Put her little rain suit on her.
Well, put my little rain suit on me. She's fine. She's got fur.
Not the one on her. Not that little red one that makes her butt look big, though.
Oh,
she's
goodness.
Got. I know. It's you know. It's kind of embarrassing.
He's a teaser.
Anyway, the but
you wonder
okay,
why I have
so, but
up.
You can you can. So somebody calls in and says, "Hey, look, you know," or brings the dog by.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the dog, they weigh the dog, and you go, "Okay, mm-hmm. we're going to get you should have give her this much. It'd be a cup of food or a half a cup of food in the morning, half a cup in the afternoon, and then take her for walks, and she should be okay in a few weeks, and come back and weigh her again."
Yeah, I usually give them a month or
a
so.
Month.
Yep. Before I reweigh.
Reweigh.
Okay, you know what? It's, you know, here's the perfect...
What about those little doggy treats? Those, I'm sorry. They're like the chicken treats that have chicken wrap, chicken skin or something wrapped
they're
around.
They're from Trader Joe's.
Wrapped around the...
Made in America.
Around,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Are those got calories in them?
Oh, they have calories in them.
Oh.
So with the treats, they usually don't list the calories on the bag, so you have to call the company. Or sometimes you can find it online.
Okay. Okay. Now, Dr. Tennant, I need to ask you, because, you know, it's interesting. We're going to be taking the next hour, and we're going to be doing the celebration of a very good friend of ours that has recently, I don't even know how to use the word. I don't even know what to say, but I would say passed away, but I don't want to say that word. But anyway, dogs and cats. They do, and animals, do you see that they really are like humans in the sense that they feel and they mourn?
I feel like they do. If you have, say you have two dogs that have grown up together, two cats that have grown up together, and then one passes away, I really feel like they grieve for them. And there are some dogs and some cats that... It doesn't happen very often, but they need to go on medication for that.
I wondered about that mm-hmm. because this dog that we had this morning that was a stray looked about 5 days, and they're trying to adopt him. You know, of course, get him adopted, but he looked sad.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're going to be taking the next hour, and I sensed when we went to our friend's house that animals. I just want to cry because you could tell that animal that was that person that passed his dog and their family dog. And it's so good that they're putting him on a treadmill. But that he could smell and sense that his buddy was gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, well, you've seen the pictures where you have,
yeah.
you know, you're in the graveyard, you have a gravestone and the dog is laying there and staying there and won't move. Oh,
yeah, you know that they know in their spiritual sense. And here's... love you, baby.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, that's interesting. So they should be treated also, too. I mean, your dogs, when they come in.
They can be. If you feel like your dog is not eating very well or, you know, is hiding or, you know, just not acting like he usually does.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so we're going to be talking about that in the next hour, too, about grieving and loss and love and what you do in the happiness and the celebration with... you know, and with an expert in who's like a doctor in this way that just recently lost her soulmate after what 40 some years, and then how do you find where you're going next? And not only that, but people are calling in to celebrate life. So that's the dog I was talking about. And Patty Bay is here. We're going to be talking about Rich Bay in the next hour. But she just said that when he passed, she let the dog lay with his body because she knew that this was going to be affecting this dog on such a level. And Kara Tennant, we appreciate you so much and your body of work and how much you're part of our family.
You are part of our family. And we really, really like you coming in here every month. Now, on January the 31st, mm-hmm. a Sunday in 2 weeks, you're going to have open house. Begins at 1 o'clock at Care Animal Hospital out on Lake and Hilltop
mm-hmm.
out there. And you're going to show all the things that you guys have, the light hors d'oeuvres. But you're going to be able to actually have some animals for adoption and all that.
That's
you know
right.
What? You guys are great. You know, and I'm so happy that you're here. And I'm really glad that you know that we've wanted, you know, for a long time to have a veterinarian come on and be on the show. And be able to talk about things. Like, I mean, talking about an animal's grief. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're somebody that sees it in an animal's health and what to do. And you know what? You give that little tough love, like when they're looking at you with those soulful eyes, put a leash on them, and both of you go for a walk, and you'll get over it.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah, I know. They work you.
Come up and sit on your chest. Go, yeah.
They paw you. Like, wait.
And, she goes, it hurts.
She was agitated last night. You know why? Because she needs exercise.
She needs to get out because she's used to going out and running.
Yeah.
So. Thank you so much
for
being here.
Yeah.
And everybody, and January 31st, 1 o'clock, Cary Animal Hospital.
That's it. Thank you, Dr. Kara Tennant. We're going to take a break, and when we come back.
Well, we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about a disease that it's kind of a rare disease. But I think people need to talk about it because since we've heard about it, we see many more cases of it.
In the celebration.
In the celebration of life. But also about loss, because there's been several people we've known that have gone through losses this year. And maybe it's a time to talk about it.
Next hour.
Right. Okay. We'll be right back. It's 8 o'clock here. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. In the waters off of Hawaii at this hour,
there's an active search and rescue operation ongoing for two CH-53 helicopters off the coast of Oahu.
Marine Corps Base Hawaii spokesman Captain Timothy Irish says the search also involves Hawaii firefighters and the U.S. Coast Guard.
There are multiple helicopters from the Coast Guard involved in the search.
The Coast Guard says a debris field has been spotted 2.5 miles off the coast. Disappointing numbers today from the National Retail Federation about holiday sales for 2015. It says overall sales in November and December fell short of expectations. There was a year-over-year increase of 3%. Analysts had been hoping for more. U.S. producer prices fell slightly in December, reflecting a big drop in energy prices.
The Labor Department says its producer price index fell 0.2% following a 0.3% increase in November. In the past 12 months, producer prices have declined by 1%. December's decline capped a year in which prices at the wholesale level fell, underscoring the continued absence of inflationary pressures. Core inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy costs, edged up 0.1% in December. For the past 12 months, core inflation at the wholesale level is up just 0.3%.
As correspondent Jeremy House, the Fed raised a key interest rate last month. Economists now say, in the absence of inflationary pressures, that could delay any future rate hikes. Meanwhile, those lower energy prices having a big impact on Wall Street at this hour. The price of oil sank below $30 a barrel. It's trading at the lowest level now since 2003. The slump in crude has sliced the profits of energy companies, making it harder for them to pay off their debts and depressing their stock values. Walmart closing 269 stores, more than half of them in the United States. The other 115 locations are spread over Latin America, mostly in Brazil. Those stores account for just a fraction of Walmart's 11,000 stores worldwide. More of these stories from townhall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Plenty of spirited back and forth at the Fox Business Channel GOP debate in South Carolina last night over letting Muslims travel into the country.
Jeb Bush calling on Donald Trump to rethink calls to ban Muslims from coming to the U.S.
This policy is a policy that makes it impossible to build the coalition necessary to take out ISIS.
Trump was unmoved.
I want security for this country, okay? I want security. I'm tired of seeing what's going on between the border where the people flow over, people come in, they live, they shoot, I want security for this country.
Bush has called Trump's plan unhinged.
His correspondent Wally Hines, Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush, has scored the endorsement of South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Graham launched his own presidential bid last summer, but dropped out of the race last month, having mustered very little support in the polls. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A leading conservative voice says that President Obama is partly responsible for the political rancor he complains about in Washington, D.C. White House correspondent Greg Clarkson has more.
One of the president's State of the Union themes this week was a call for more civility in politics. But Gary Bauer of American Value says Mr. Obama shares in the blame for the current political atmosphere.
There's been a lot of class warfare from the president. He's divided us over this fundamental issue of marriage.
Bauer tells SRN News Washington has become more divided than ever during the president's 7 years in office. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Sean Penn says his article on Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman failed in its mission, which he says was to bring attention to what he sees as the failed war on drugs. In the end, it apparently played a role in Guzman's capture. Penn talks about his article and what happened after he tried to write it on 60 Minutes. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It's only been 7 years. I'll remember it yet. Phone lines are 605-4567. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com here on January the 15th, 2016. Again, 8:06 in the morning, and good morning, everybody. The weather today is going to be, wow, it's going to be pretty interesting. Right now, it's 37 degrees. It's going up to 50 degrees today, with a chance of rain and then more rain coming in through this weekend. But don't let that keep you from doing things. We're going to talk about a number of things that are happening also. But weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, a veteran-owned business. They give senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. We always have weather reports always brought to you by our buddies over there, Chuck and Judy Kinney, who has a veteran-owned business, of course, and has won an award from the state as one of the top small businesses that hires veterans. And I just applaud them for that. A number of things happening today. We're trying to do a lot of this as catch-up. But this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Espresso Joe's with all types of coffees and all that, and then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with just an outstanding humidor, walk-in humidor. All this, another veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Good morning, hon.
Well, good morning, and we take this next hour as we hear on our radio show, and we wanted this to be an educational hour, and we also want this to be open our hearts, invite our callers to call in and tell us your story of Rich Bay. And with us this morning, with our deepest of gratitudes, our deepest of condolences, someone we love dearly, gave a blessing at our wedding, made our wedding cake. One of the first beautiful women that I ever met when I came to Reading is Dr. Patty Bay, but we'll call her just Patty. Patty Bay this morning. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Carl.
Well, you know, Patty's been on before as a psychologist talking about a number of different things and how it affects people. She's been on, though, the last time talking about diseases and things that affect families. And, you know, this is the first time we've done this. And the fact is that it's more than just remembering somebody. It's also what happens and things that, you know, that people probably just don't even realize that happened during a time of a death. But the first thing is God bless you and Rich. first of all.
Thank you, Tara and Ashley, and your family, Allison,
who are all in there being strong and working together.
My sis and mom, and the list goes on.
But Rich had a disease that was very hard to find out what it was. Mm-hmm. And can you talk about that?
Yeah, I'll tell you what a little bit about the journey that we did. Back in 2008, about 2007, I started wondering, something's wrong. I wasn't quite sure what. And in 2008, he just had this huge event that started a downhill slide into something we didn't know what it was. So we did what I call chase a diagnosis for 4 years. But back in 2008, they started saying they thought he had some weird presentation of bipolar. He had a really bizarre sleep disorder that he'd had forever, called REM behavior disorder, where he acts out his dreams. And he has had a black belt in kung fu. Bad combination.
So he'd be kung fu kicking you in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Everybody that knows us knows how he would be that way. Anyway, so he was really getting bad emotionally and feeling like he was going into some deep depression and some things. So we were trying to find out what was wrong with him. And some experts were saying he had a unique and bizarre presentation of bipolar. And I'd say, you know, I've been psychologist for almost 30 years here, and it's like no bipolar I've ever seen. And they'd say, oh, you're too close to this. You can't see it. And I thought, well, maybe. That could be possible. So I think it was 2010. He actually had 18 treatments of electroconvulsive therapy because they thought the depression was so severe that there was no medication was helping him, nothing was working. And then finally, we ended up getting the diagnosis in about January of 2012. So we really struggled with this for 4 years, not knowing what it was, that he was having a horrible time holding himself together. And he was so good at what he did. He was an attorney for 30 years that worked with all the abused children in the county. He represented thousands of abused kids and helped make them safe. And so he would go to court, he'd do his stuff, he would hold it together. So then we found out that he had a disease called frontotemporal degeneration. It's called FTD, and I always say FTD is not a floral delivery in this case.
Yeah.
Rich had the type of FTD called behavioral variant FTD. And what FTD is the brain is basically beginning to disintegrate and to atrophy. And it starts in the frontal and temporal lobes. And the frontal lobes are what are responsible for your behavioral regulation. Language and some other abilities happen in your temporal lobes, which are kind of toward the side of your head. And FTD begins to start to take out your brain. And this is a visual for it. This is not accurate to what happens. But picture that a laser is kind of zapping portions of your brain. And your brain has an incredible ability to rewire. And that's why people can recover from strokes and things like that. So there'd be periods of time where Rich would have a really hard time, like he started stuttering really badly for a while. And then he got out of that because I think his brain kind of rewired. But as your brain's getting zapped and portions of your brain are kind of atrophying, you lose what was there. And picture this laser visual, this metaphor, that the bigger the holes get, the more functioning you begin to lose. So in the very beginning of FTD, Rich had more emotional regulation. He could be super depressed and he could still hold it together and be at work. Then it started to get so bad that he couldn't hold himself together. He would call me all day long and say, I'm losing it. I can't hold myself together. And I'd kind of talk him down and it got worse and worse. And then finally, in March of 2013, we had to take him off work. He simply couldn't hold his space anymore. His brain was totally there in terms of all his skills and intellect. He did not have dementia. He just simply could not control his emotions. So then his emotional stability started going downhill from there.
Can I, we, you all, Rich and you and Linda and I would go out to have sushi on a regular basis. And one time you canceled at the last second. Yeah. And we thought, okay, we know things come up. And then we planned it again, and it canceled again. Mm-hmm. We thought that was unlike you.
Then we started wondering, are you mad at us?
Or something, you know. But
I mean,
course,
you know,
well,
it's normal.
And then you all came over that day.
Yeah.
And told us, and this was before the diagnosis, and that, but he was going through this, these mood swings and the depression. And but you came over and talked to us about it, saying,
"Don't take it personal."
I remember sitting in your living room.
Yeah.
And don't, you know, and we didn't tell anybody because it's nobody's business. But it, you explained it to us, and not the final diagnosis because it wasn't then. That was this was you know,
going through. You're going through some
but
stuff.
We knew that. If y'all were supposed to be someplace and you didn't, we knew why.
Right.
And
that happened a lot.
Which was brave of you, by the way.
Yeah, to come over
for
and
both of you.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Anyway, we need to take a quick break,
okay.
But we'll be right back.
Okay.
We're here with Dr. Patty Bay, and we're talking about FTD, frontotemporal
degeneration
of the brain. It's very, very difficult to diagnose, and it's non-curable.
Terminal.
There's no treatment, no cure. And that what she and her family and what this very, very brave man she was married to went through for several years. And then the, you know, that he has now passed away a week ago today. And the, you know, and what's happened in grief and how people are handling it. And we invite people to call in.
And let's talk about it.
We're going to talk about it.
We're going to. We need to talk about it.
We can talk openly.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides the training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trades. According to the California Employment Development Department, job growth of carpenters is projected to grow 30% and plumbers 24% from now to 2022, much faster than the average for all occupations, creating more than 5,000 jobs a year over the next 5 years. Will you be one of them? The Trade School now offers both carpentry and plumbing training programs, each accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The carpentry and plumbing programs are both accepting applications. These programs offer evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. Graduates finish at the journeyman level. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Deadline for spring registration is January 15th. To learn more, call 222-1917 or email training@shastabe.com.
To thank them for their service, veterans receive a discount on tuition. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. On February 4th, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Peanuts Naturally. At just $35 per person with limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. So don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at Turtle Bay or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock here on the 15th of January, 2016. 37 degrees. Well, I guess it's like 39 today. Right now, going up to 50 degrees. Going to be kind of a nice day, except for the rain that's coming through here. I'd like to mention that tomorrow night is the Heroes of Our Community out at Wind River at 5 p.m. It's a fundraiser for Millie and Kathy of Classic Cafe. This has gotten such a large turnout that there may be a couple of tickets left, but I'm not sure. But if you can't make it, you can go to the GoFundMe site for the Classic Cafe and donate. You can drop off a check here. Tickets are $25, even if you don't want to go, to help out Millie and Kathy, who have done so much for our community and our veterans for the last three decades. And now they need a little bit of help. Community's turning out really strong, but it's not over yet. And then, of course, on Sunday, the bridal show going from 11 to 3 out at Simpson University. That's right. All the brides will be there. It's the largest wedding show up here in Northern California. Well over 80 vendors, plus hundreds of brides, fashion shows, tickets to Disneyland giveaways, and a honeymoon cruise donated by or provided by Avante Travel. That's right, for that lucky bride. And we're going to do the drawings next Monday. That's, this coming Monday, in fact. We're here with a great friend of ours, Dr. Patty Bay. Lost her husband last week.
Our dear friend, Rich Bay.
And to a disease that is... it's very little known about it, except that once you have it...
Frontal temporal degeneration, FTD.
Once you have it, there is no treatment for it.
Correct.
And where you can function, because your brain, being as amazing as it is, can rewire itself at times, but at a certain point... the rewiring doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an emotional... It's the emotional thing. It's not like you don't have... the abilities. I mean, you still have your ability for logic and reasoning and all that. I mean, that has nothing to do with it. It's not like a dementia. It's the emotional side that takes over.
Right. Now, that is in the behavioral variant form of FTD. There are several different kinds of FTD. Some present with more Parkinsonian type of symptoms. Some have ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease presentation. Some people lose their language abilities faster than they lose their emotional abilities. Rich had a particularly difficult form of the behavioral variant. His brain was considered medication resistant. Nothing worked to help him. We tried pot, marijuana. We tried every antidepressant, every combination, every cocktail we could think of. His doctor, Blake Massey, was an absolute saint. Blake worked tirelessly with Rich to help him. She was amazing. And Dr. David McGee-Williams, our neuropsychologist, was extremely supportive. But I remember when Rich was diagnosed and Dr. McGee-Williams said to me and to Rich, he said, "I wish I could tell you that you had brain cancer. It would have been easier."
Wow.
So what FTD looks like in the behavioral variant form is that you don't have emotional control. And for a man like Rich, who's, the warrior type, to all of a sudden be sitting on the closet floor rocking and sobbing was devastating. He would pace like a caged lion. He'd sob and cry. He'd rage. He was tortured.
So his brain was being like... was deteriorating. It's hard to describe, like you said, lasers, and it would be like it was being et away.
Yeah, it's like it's atrophying. That's what happens.
So Patty, because you're a psychologist, do you think, here you've been married, how many years?
Married 35 years together, almost 40.
Okay, so your life was built around this man, creating this family, and you've studied books, you've been to every kind of seminar. You've helped people through crises and trauma with your work, with your life's body of work. Did anything prepare you for this?
No. I would teach things differently to people now Like, for example, when you're a caregiver of somebody with a very difficult illness, there's better things to do to help people. I actually put it on my Facebook one day. I put a list of, I think it was 10 things that you can do to help someone who's caregiving someone with a difficult illness. Because the thing that people say, that I swear if I heard it one more time I was going to punch him or throw up, was, you need to take care of yourself. I wanted to say, oh, thanks for that. How about if I just, like, go get a massage? You know, it's the time isn't there. The finances are all going to the medical problem. So you need to take care of yourself. I mean, I get it that people are coming from a beautiful place in their heart. They're worrying about you. But when you say that, the caregiver wants to have a gracious response. But you hear that 4,000 times, and pretty soon you want to start making some sarcastic, snarky response. Not, oh, thank you.
Right.
You know?
So, you know, it gets hard. Yeah, you know what? And the people, and this is the hard part.
They don't know what to do.
Or say.
And this is one of the things we're going to talk about today, because people don't know what to do, and they end up doing is the wrong thing.
Well, let me tell you what I teach people now.
Okay.
If you know somebody that's going through this, someone's dying of cancer, someone has a horrible brain disease, somebody's dealing with something horrendous, show up. And there are ways to show up without being intrusive. For example, let me give you a list of a bunch of things that would have been lovely or that you could go do for someone. Go buy a flat of flowers. Show up in the middle of the night and stealth plant flowers in their front yard. Random act of kindness. You could leave a card on their front porch, or you could make it totally anonymous. They wake up in the morning and go, oh, my God, there's flowers in the front yard. Go sweep their porch. Go over with window cleaning stuff and just say, I'm coming in. I'm not going to bother you. Can I have half an hour? I'm going to go around and clean your windows. Walk in and empty the dishwasher. Come over and take the dog for a walk if your dog needs it. If you make a wonderful spaghetti sauce or soup or something at your house, make some extra and then freeze it flat in Ziploc freezer bags and label it, date it, say what it is, and come over to the person's house and say, here's 5 bags of spaghetti sauce for your freezer, stacked up nice and neat. Because if you walk over and hand me a big old honking lasagna, that doesn't necessarily help.
Those are wonderful tips, Patty, and I know you're going to write a book out of this because. And let me just tell you something.
But this is
really good. And let me. Okay, go ahead. Those are. And let me ask you this, because I had one of my best friends' husbands passed away. I flew across country. I wanted to do her laundry. I wanted to clean her floor. I wanted to physically labor and do these things, and she wouldn't let me.
Yeah,
like she
it's
was.
Hard.
I don't want you. You won't fold them right. I won't. So
you have to learn how to give up control, which was a big issue for me. All my friends would tell you that. You have to let us help you, Patty. And I had to learn to let go.
Maybe somebody's not going to sweep your floor the way you want it, but the act of somebody doing it is just part of the process.
It is. The act of letting them do it is interesting. When you're a person who's very capable and does stuff, it's hard. And I got better and better at that. And I think it'll always be a challenge for me to totally let go of control and let someone do it. Somebody who's helped me, there's two people besides my daughters who, you know, Taryn, Ashley, and Allison, my granddaughter, loves of my life. But there are two people that just really, really showed up. Brenda Becker and her husband, Dave Pelle, got really good at just showing up. Brenda would show up and immediately do the dishes. She'd show up and clean out the refrigerator. I could have said to Brenda, will you help me change the sheets? Next thing I know, the sheets would have been changed. She would have done it. And Dave was so supportive of Rich. Sometimes Dave and Rich would sit on the couch and put these headphones on and sit there and listen to Pink Floyd because Rich couldn't handle talking, but Dave just would sit next to him. And they'd sit there tripping out to Pink Floyd, and it's what Rich needed. He needed just somebody to sit there with him. And we couldn't have done FTD without Brenda and Dave. They were absolutely amazing. And then my sister-in-law, who is my sister, she's my sissy. And Claire moved. Oh God. Okay, I can do this. Claire moved out here from New Jersey. She gave up an incredibly successful private practice of being a personal trainer and a yoga instructor, and specializes working with seniors. And she left her private practice and moved here to help me with her brother. And Claire shows up, and Claire holds my heart.
Wow.
I want to take a quick break here, and I want to come back on impact on family of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And your granddaughter, who is just an adorable little girl, and the impact on her. I mean, because she, really, most of her life has been with Rich suffering from this.
Yeah.
And then about people that are close friends that just you don't see them, and
they disappear.
And they just disappear. And we need to talk about that too.
It's painful. Yeah.
Our phone number is 605-4567. If you have questions, or if you know Rich and you want to call in and say something that you know, your remembrances of him, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready for a high-energy evening full of breathtaking acts and heart-stopping stunts when Cirque Ziva comes to Reading. China's Golden Dragon acrobats are returning to Reading's Cascade Theater stage with dance, juggling, acrobatics, and trapeze. It's a show for the whole family with Cirque Ziva, Thursday, January 28th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flot Line, F-L-O-T, Flot Line. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flot Line with Rick Hughes, every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, the 15th of January. 38 degrees out there, going up to 50 today. We're going to have kind of a rainy weekend, but don't let it keep you in. There's lots of stuff going out. You have umbrellas and cars with windshield wipers. Head on out tomorrow night for Wind River for the big extravaganza out there, the fundraiser for Millie and Kathy. And then Sunday, head on over to Simpson University for the biggest bridal show of the year. And last year it rained and we had, close to 1,000 people there. This portion of the show is brought to our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is
Rich loved that place.
Rich Bay and I went there, and we never got there at the same time, but then we would say things about the other to DC and Tim, and they would then pass that on, and they would keep things going at the Cypress Square Barbershop. And what a great place. In fact, I'm going down there today.
It is a man's place.
It's man's last stronghold.
Yes, it is man's last stronghold.
And he came in there one day with bands on. And did he throw them away at the end of the day? Because the amount of abuse he took after that.
For wearing Vans
into Cypress Square. Not, because, it was like, so did your wife tell you to wear Vans? And that's where it started at, and this, years ago. And but they never failed to ask. And me, how's Rich? And it's just, everybody, it's just a great place to get a haircut. This is the kind of place it is. Discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business. All right. We're here with Dr. Patty Bay. And this is kind of a different show. We're talking about a disease that took a man who was beloved by so many of his friends and his family and his community, did so much for abused children when he was working in the child services, just saving kids.
He was the attorney for the abused kids.
Literally saving kids' lives. And died from a disease that once you have it, it's just a matter of time. And how he fought it and how his family fought it, but how they stood together on this as a family and the effect it had on them. We've got people on the line now. Who is that? Allison? Oh,
my baby's on the phone.
I think this is a granddaughter.
Yes. Allison, we call her Allie. Allie, just one second, baby, because you've got some things to say, but I want to introduce who you are. Allie is Tara's daughter. And she has been an absolutely amazing child through Rich's illness. Her papa meant everything to her. And the compassion and the caring that Allie learned to give was incredible. Like Rich would gravitate to the closet floor when he was upset, and he'd sob and rock on the closet floor. One day I went in there, and Allie came and got me. I think she was about 7 at the time, and she's 9 now. And she said, "Grandma, Papa's crying on the floor again." And so I went in there and I said, "Okay, I've got this, honey." And she goes, "No, I want to stay." And she sat next to him on the floor and just rubbed his bald head. And she would say, "I love you, Papa." And she just sat there quietly with him with such incredible compassion. And she did that for him hundreds of times over these years.
Wow. Allie, good morning.
Yeah. Morning.
How are you, honey?
Good.
Maybe your grandmother should be talking to you now.
That's right. You're sad, aren't you, honey?
Yeah.
What can you tell everybody listening? We're doing the show on FTD, and you know what FTD is.
Yeah.
Allie would say to me, "Grandma, I don't like FTD," and I'd say, "Yeah, none of us do, especially Papa." But can you talk a little bit about how Papa's FTD affected you, and let the people know?
Well, it made me sad because he would be crying all the time. And when I was there, he would just be crying and crying, and I didn't know what to do.
And what would you do when he was...
taking care of me.
And what were you doing? What would you do, honey, when Papa cried?
I would cuddle with him. And sometimes I would call you to ask for help.
Yes, if you were... like if he was back in the back of the house and you were with him, you'd go get grandma and get help for him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your grandfather, your papa, would really appreciated you, and he told me. And he loved you very, very much. So, everything you did for him, and you were a main part of his life. It was, you were very adult, very grown up.
She's incredibly brilliantly smart and very talented. She's an incredible singer. But Ellie used to get in bed with us, and she'd get right in the middle between Papa and me. And what would Papa call that place, Ellie?
Safest place in the world.
The safest place in the world, right between her Papa and her Grandma. And Rich was just, he was her safe place. Ellie and Rich were incredibly, incredibly close. Because Ellie didn't have a father figure in her life until recently. We're so grateful for our daughter Taryn and the lovely, lovely man that she has fallen in love with, Robert Bedford. And Robbie's loving Ellie. She has a dad. And it also offered incredible comfort to Rich, because Rich was Allie's father figure, and he knew he was dying. So Papa was happy, wasn't he, Ellie, that Mommy found Robbie?
Yeah.
Ellie, thank you so much for giving us a call. I know it's tough right now.
Anything else you wanted to say about Papa, honey?
No, not really.
Okay. Thanks for calling. All right, sweetie. I'll talk to you later.
See, this is the part right here where, again, you know, people, because you are a psychologist, a therapist, a doctor of feelings in how to deal with trauma.
This, how to deal with this.
And it's so healthy to be able to say out loud what you feel. And then the mourning part. Everybody mourns. All I could think about is that because you're so profound with the words that you write, and you've been, people have followed you on Facebook during Rich's illness, what you've gone through and what you're going through has really helped us to follow you to see your journey. But before I go there, all I could think about is that the family is going to write a book. Allie's going to have something to say about, you know, I don't know how it looks yet, but I can see that.
But Ellie already writes stories that she calls Daring Allison. Those are her Daring Allison stories. She's an incredible writer.
You wrote on Facebook a lot, mm-hmm. and some people were offended because you
I
were
didn't
saying,
know that.
Well, you could see that in some of the comments or things mm-hmm. that, and they weren't maybe offended. It just made them very uncomfortable.
Made them
because,
uncomfortable.
Okay, maybe not offended. Yeah, offended maybe is not the right word. Made them very uncomfortable because you were saying this is the truth. This is what's happening. I'm putting it out there so that you know what's happening. And there was, and even in friends, oh, there's denial and, oh, no, it can't be this and all this, but it was. And after Rich died, close friends of his have not been there. And was this a surprise?
One of the things I've learned from this is that when people don't know what to do, they tend to disappear.
Yeah, they get very uncomfortable, so they're almost in a state of non-motion. They don't move forward or back. They're just kind of like frozen there.
Well, I'll tell you a story that's pretty profound. I was driving Rich to the doctor, and we pull up behind this car, and I said, wow, that's a beautiful car. And he said, that's this friend of ours. And then pulled up next to him and waved. And a little while later, the friend calls, and he says, you're not in a wheelchair. You're walking around. You look normal. You waved to me. He was blown away because even though he was a very, very close friend of Rich for many years, rode Harleys a lot together and stuff, when Rich got sick, he got scared. Mm-hmm. And he disappeared. And so he called me at the office and he said, I disappeared. And he felt horrible. He said, I don't know how to make this right. I said, call Rich and tell him the truth. So he called Rich and he said, I'm so deeply sorry. I abandoned you. I didn't call you. I didn't come see you. I didn't know what to do. Your illness scared me. And I didn't know if I could handle seeing you different and impaired.
But I think that's in many, many cases that when somebody is close to somebody, when that happens,
yeah.
and it's not like it's like that gone, it's over a period of time that it does scare. It does scare people.
It does.
And with Rich, we I knew he was going through this. We knew he was going through this. And then let's go for a Harley ride. And we went for that one up north, up to, you know, through Oregon.
Right.
Where Hill and I punked out because it was raining. He turned around and you guys kept going up into the rain.
And the snow.
Yeah, and the snow. And Hill and I looked at each other and said, you know, nah, that's okay. We're going to go back down through Mount Shasta.
That's
and,
okay.
You, know,
you probably had your Vans on.
But we, you know, we went out there, and it was Rich Bay. You know what I mean? It was Rich Bay.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of like, gosh, you know, he's, you know, it's Rich. 2 days later, he's in the closet again, on the ground.
By the end of FTD, I didn't know what I was going to see 5 minutes to 5 minutes. I mean, I could leave the room and come back, and he'd be sobbing. It got to a point at the end that I'm just going to say this, it's not a pretty sight, but Rich was incredibly tortured in the last, he went way downhill over the last year or so, but the last 6-8 weeks became extremely, extremely torturous for him. And I want to describe to you what that torture looks like. He'd be sitting at the kitchen table, sobbing and screaming. Holding his head and screaming, like blood-curdling screaming, like someone was pulling out his fingernails with pliers. So loud that I'd think neighbors were going to come over. And he'd sit there and he'd scream and he'd cry and he'd rock. And he rocked. And pretty soon he got to a point where it was really hard for him to not rock anymore. And I said, you know you're rocking, don't you? And he'd say, yeah, I'm rocking. I know I'm rocking. I said, can you stop? And he said, can't stop. Can't stop rocking. And then he'd pace like a caged lion. And toward the end, he got really paranoid. Like Rich worked out like a fiend. He worked out 6 hours a day.
He'd walk.
Built like the Hulk, you know, his biceps, huge. He'd walk 2 and 3 hours with Harley, our dog. And he couldn't go outside to walk anymore. He wouldn't even walk out into the backyard. The paranoia started to get really bad, and he was scared. So he'd walk around holding onto my shirt. And he'd have to be near me. And if he wasn't near me, he wanted to be near Brenda or Claire or the girls, Tara Ashley. And Allie was always close by. But he got scared, which was so hard to watch for this warrior guy to be.
Which is, and the emotional swings is why he'd stop driving, because he told me he would get enraged.
Enraged, yeah.
He would get enraged over something, and he was literally afraid that he was going to do something like smash his car into somebody because of his mood swings would be like that, and he realized I can't drive, so you know he lost his Harley, he had a wreck on the Harley, and then he lost, you know, I mean he was unable to drive. I mean he took himself off the road, another brave act by somebody,
the bravest act I've seen, when he said I can no longer drive my Harleys because I can't control my emotions. I cannot drive a car anymore because I can't control my emotions. And he decided that. He didn't make me have to do that to him.
Well, let's take a break on that note. When we come back, can we cover a little bit for understanding the process of mourning?
Yes.
And to share with our listeners that one person's journey on how to mourn may be different than the others, and what we can do to be there for people in mourning. So we'll be right back here. Dr. Patty Bay, our good friend, we're talking about Rich Bay. Love and light around this subject. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autograph prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the Historic Theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th. Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. On February 4th, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Peanuts Naturally. At just $35 per person with limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. So don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at Turtle Bay or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's a little bit of a different show here with Carl Lindebot. We've never had a show like this before. Usually on Fridays or any day, we go through different guests never have we had a show that we've done in remembrance of somebody, and our good friend Richard Bay, who passed away a week ago today. But it's also about the process and what took this very powerful warrior down, but also the effects it's having on families and how people handle things. And, you can say things that you can do to help a family that's lost somebody. Something like, planting flowers in the yard, don't ask, just kind of come in and do things. When you bring food, bring it so it's easy for them to use or to freeze so they can come back. Somebody coming in just doing the floors. Here, let me dust around and clean here. Mm-hmm. And you don't ask, you just kind of come in and do it.
Or clean out the
garage, or clean out the refrigerator, or things like that.
Take your car. Get your car washed.
That'd be lovely.
Cut the grass, all those kind of things. Just do those kind of things to help the family, kind of get their arms around the grief and to be able to move on.
There's a really good point, though, Carl. A lot of people think that what's going to help the most is to come over and visit.
That doesn't help.
No.
You had so many people there this week, over the weekend, and I knew that, but yet we still had to come by.
That was
we still had to hug you. We still had to, bring over, in this case, Chinese food.
It was
because,
good.
Chinese food, it always goes good with everything, as much as I hate to say it like that. But we wanted to see you, but we also understood what you're saying
little
now.
Time.
And that, and ideas that you can help people.
Mm-hmm.
And to move on, help them move on.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you've got somebody you've been taking care of for 8 years.
Yes. That's all I've done for 8 years is Rich and work. And my girls would get really sad because they'd say, "We're watching you disappear, Mom. You're disappearing." But, when you caretake, it's what you do. It takes up every minute of every day. If I wasn't at work, I was taking care of Rich. And a couple times a year, I'd get to go do one of my flute things. I play Native American flute, and I'd get to go do that. But it took a magnanimous effort. It took somebody coming in to help and stay with Rich. And I have flutey friends from around the world and around the country.
Flutey
friends, yeah.
Part is that sometimes he'd be there for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Rich would be back.
Yeah.
And then he would go again.
Over the last year, we had very, very few times where he'd show up. Like the last time he really was, we had Thanksgiving Day, we had a pretty decent day. And then the time before that, we had a pretty decent day, I think, in August.
Well, you know, his birthday last year.
Yeah, when we did that party
for
him.
Did the party, you know, he was there, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there.
He still had the ability to dig deep and show up.
At that
now,
point.
We'd pay for days after he would really crash, yeah. But he could dig deep and hold it for a while. And every once in a while, he would dig deep and hold it for me. When something was really tearing at me, he would show up, and it made me miss him. And I'd say to him, I just miss you. And he'd say, I miss me too. You can read my blog on patriciabay.com. I talk about FTD. Rich wrote on the blog about how he felt with FTD. There's YouTube videos of him, and they're all on the blog. You can access them.
Well, you know, it's a...
We're talking about mourning.
Linda wanted to talk about grieving.
And we've got like 6 minutes left.
Yeah, and we have a caller come in, so...
But let's talk about the mourning part now until we get them on.
Well, we do have... Let's go... Should we do the call?
Yeah.
Sure.
Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. This is Linda. Patty, this is your neighbor, Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda.
And I just wanted to call in because the... You know, we get to see Rich... probably on most of his good days, but I just had to relate some of the fun things that we got to see because we just live next door or across the street. And one of the fun things that we would see would be, and I know it was hard when Rich finally had to give up his bike, but when I'd see him with his bicycle built for two with his granddaughter on the back, and they'd go pedaling by the house, and that was so cool. And then other times when he said, yep, I can't drive a car, but I can back this big fifth wheel into our driveway. And he could. He could do that. And Rich and I had, I think we had a neat connection because I could always sense if Rich wanted to talk, we had great conversations out in front of the mailbox. And I'd always tell Rich, I'd say, Rich, whenever you want to talk, the ball's in your court. It's totally up to you. Because I knew he had his good days and his bad days, and it was so gracious of you to just say to the neighbors, hey, you know, this is what it is, and if you see things or hear things, that's part of the process. And so we just want you to know that you're loved, and there's just a lot of people around you that just probably don't have any big idea of what all you went through, but we saw a piece of it, and we loved Rich for who he was. I always said, boy, if there was ever a neighborhood incident, Rich was the kind of guy that would have your back.
Yeah.
And I always felt that.
He really did. He felt you and Gary supporting him too, Linda, beautifully.
The
neighbors around.
We love you guys.
We love you too.
Take care.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Linda.
Thanks, Linda. The thing I know Linda bought here wanted to talk about the grieving process. And if there's any point that you can get from how people grieve, and this isn't just from me being a psychologist. It's also from going through this grief for the last 8 years, losing pieces of Rich over time, and now having lost him the rest of the way, is that grief takes as long as it takes. So when people think you should be better in a month or 6 months, or they say a year, there's not a time limit. Grief takes as long as it takes. And people grieve at different rates. If you've, like, having lost pieces of Rich over the last 8 years, I think I'm grieving a little bit differently than I would have. Like a good friend of ours lost her husband a few weeks ago, just dropped dead of a heart attack. She's in a different place because she had no preparation. I don't miss FTD. I am deeply relieved not to be living FTD anymore because it is the most horrid disease I've ever heard of or seen in my life. But now I'm grieving the rest of what I lost with Rich. So the grief is weird and it's different.
Your grief's been going on for 8 years.
Yeah. But people are uncomfortable. I got really angry the other day. And I made someone really that I love dearly really uncomfortable. And I'm sorry. You know, I can't tell you I won't be angry. I can't tell you I'm not going to look like a chocolate mess. I may not be the perfect psychologist grieving, you know, doing it right. But grief doesn't look like, you know, you're dabbing with a tissue at your eyes sitting in the chair. It's gnarly looking.
I think, is it true that maybe in the older generation it would have been like there was a stoic, but and not an, it's funny because different cultures, we talked about this online, mm-hmm. cultures that would rock back and forth, they wail, they mm-hmm. cut, mm-hmm. they, God only knows what you have to do to get out the, it's part of your, it's your bones, it's your insides that are just blah.
Mm-hmm. It's a very painful thing to feel.
This the show may go over a couple minutes today, everybody, but it's okay. But that's the other thing too. People expect grief to be a certain thing, mm-hmm. and I
they
think
expect
it's really
you to
important.
Do it like they would do.
Yeah, and that's the well, you know, people expect other people to be like they are. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was really important what you say is grief handles. You know, people handle grief in different ways. Some people can suppress it, mm-hmm. and I mean, when you see in combat. You suppress grief. Yeah, you have your memorials and all that, but it's suppressed. But it comes out later. Mm-hmm. And it may come out 6 months later, a year later, 20 years later. But grief is handled in different ways. And I think that's really important is don't expect somebody to be like you would. Not you, but I mean, like how you would handle it.
Right.
And it may be wailing or it may be, you know, nothing, just sitting there, but sitting there for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, for months,
mm-hmm. yeah.
going through this.
And there's also periods where you look normal. You know, don't assume that because somebody's laughing or talking or actually doing the grocery shopping that everything's okay now. And that was a mistake with FTD. People would see Rich and they'd say,
yes.
he looks so normal. He looks so good. But you wouldn't see Rich if he wasn't having a good day because he was on the closet floor.
Yeah.
And the same way with grief. Like, my girls have been making me get out of the house the last couple of days because they got me. And
threw you in the shower. Yeah.
and probably if anybody saw us out there, we would have looked sort of normal. But we're in Olive Garden. It was kind of cute. And the waitress comes up and she goes, so are we celebrating anything today? And three of us got quiet. And Tara goes, my dad died a couple of days ago. And the waitress went, and then she was so sweet. She was very kind and very loving. But I mean, for a moment, the three of us looked pretty normal. Normal enough for her to think we were celebrating something.
Mm-hmm. You know, again, for all of our listeners, is